Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Roy Feltz, president of the Crawfordsville Community Club, about this year's Crawfordsville Fun Days.
Can we begin with the history of this event? How long has Crawfordsville been putting on their fun days?
The Crawfordsville Community Club's been doing it for 8 years.
And with this year's event, when and where is it going to be held?
Everything takes place up at the fire station in Crawfordsville and in the lot across from the fire station.
Just to give people an idea, if they haven't been before, I'd love to walk through the two-day event beginning July 7th. What kind of kicks off the Crawfordsville Fun Days this year?
So kicking it off for us this year is a cornhole tournament. It's open to anybody and any age. We also have El Gringo local food truck there serving us that night as well. And we also have a movie playing in the City Hall that evening starting at 7:30.
Do you know what movie we'll be showing?
It's the 2019's Lion King.
And the cornhole tournament, is there any registration involved or anything people need to do beforehand, or is it just walk up and take part?
Walk up and sign up at the desk and we'll get you in with the team, or you can bring a two-man team of your own.
Love it. And so July 7th is the first day. A few events to kind of give people a taste of the fun days. July 8th, there's so much going on throughout the day. Can you take me through some of the highlights of that day, July 8th?
We start off at 6 o'clock a.m. from 6 to 9 with the fire department is doing a biscuits and gravy breakfast. 7 to noon, we have a car, truck, tractor, and garden tractor show in the lot across the station. We also have the Wayland Area Antique Tractor Club doing a ride from Wayland to Crawfordsville for the breakfast and the display, and we'll be participating in the parade. And then we also have a couple of vendors coming in, JT Sips and Eatin' Good Kettle Corns coming in as vendors to serve. At 9:30, we do the parade lineup at the school. And then at 10 o'clock is the parade, which is sponsored this year by People's Savings Bank. 10:45, immediately following the parade, we have the firemen's water fights. They're open to all area firefighters. And then we also have face painting and pony rides for the kids from 11 to 1. Also 11 to 1, the Lions Club is doing their lunch. 11:30, we have a sign-up for the Owana Pedal Pullers Association Kids Pedal Pole. At 1 p.m., we have a scavenger hunt, and at 1:30, we have a euchre tournament.
So firefighters' water fight, that's new to me. What does that entail?
That's the one where we set up two poles out on Main Street in front of the station, and then they have the big keg up on the cable, and each team starts at either end of the cable, and they push it one way or the other, or they go for a minute, whichever one they reach first. Kind of like an opposite of tug of war.
For those who haven't been to the Crawfordsville Fun Days before, is there a key event or one that you're particularly fond of that you would use as your pitch to get people to go this year?
I would say the parade at 10 o'clock is probably our biggest draw. A lot of people also enjoy watching the firemen's water fights.
You've obviously been instrumental in putting this event on as the president of the community club, but who else has been involved and played a huge role in getting everything together?
I would say every member of the community club has definitely pulled a huge part in getting this event going this year.
Roy, is there anything that we're missing or anything about the event that people need to know in terms of cost or parking, anything like that?
Parking will be just anywhere you can find a spot around town. The pancake breakfast is free will. The parade is free. The watermen's fights is free. The Lions Club breakfast is free will. Other than that, scavenger hunt and the euchre tournament, there are $10 buy-ins, I believe.
All right, so plenty of cost-effective fun out in Crawfordsville, July 7th and 8th. If people want more info or they want to see a whole schedule of the Crawfordsville Fun Days this year, where can they get more information?
So if you want to visit our Facebook page, Crawfordsville Community Club on Facebook, we have each event listed out as well as the cost and what's going on with the event.
All right. Well, Roy, I appreciate your time today. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
just hope to see everybody there and hope for a great turnout and great weather.
That was Roy Feltz joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Crawfordsville Fun Days. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.